Faith alone or faith and works? James versus Paul. James says a person is justified by works, not by faith alone. Paul says a person is justified by faith apart from works. Same Bible. Let's actually read both. The verse that looks like it contradicts the Reformation. If you grew up hearing salvation is by faith alone, James 2 is the passage that stops you cold the first time you actually read it. James 2 verse 24. You see then that by works, a man is justified, and not only by faith. Not faith plus something extra helps. Justified by works. The word Martin Luther famously wanted to call this whole letter an epistle of straw over. Right next to it, Paul says something that sounds like the opposite. Romans 3 verse 28. We maintain therefore that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Two apostles. Two seemingly opposite sentences. Both inspired scripture. So, what's actually going on? Paul's case. Justified apart from works. Romans 3 verse 28. Justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Paul is answering the question, what earns your standing before God? His answer, repeatedly, is nothing you do. Ephesians 2 verses 8 to 9. By grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, that no one would boast. Paul goes out of his way to rule out boasting. Works would let you take credit. Galatians 2 verse 16. A man is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ, because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified. Paul repeats this three times in one sentence for emphasis. Romans 4 verses 2 to 3. Paul's own proof text, Abraham. If Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not toward God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Abraham, justified by belief, before he did anything. James's case, faith without works is dead. James 2 verse 14. What good is it, my brothers, if a man says he has faith, but has no works? Can faith save him? James is answering a different question. What does real, living faith actually look like? James 2 verse 17. Even so faith, if it has no works, is dead in itself. Not less effective. Dead. James 2 verse 19. You believe that God is one. You do well. The demons also believe and shudder. James's sharpest line, mental agreement alone is something even demons have. That can't be what saves anyone. James 2 verses 21 to 24. James's own proof text, also Abraham. Wasn't Abraham our father justified by works in that he offered up Isaac his son on the altar? The same Abraham Paul used, cited by James for the opposite sounding conclusion. Both writers reach for the same man. That's the detail worth sitting with. Where the Greek starts to untangle it. Greek, dikaio. To justify, declare righteous, vindicate, show to be righteous. This single Greek verb can mean either declared righteous in a legal sense, a courtroom verdict, or shown slash vindicated to be righteous, proven true by evidence, depending on context. Paul consistently uses it in the first sense, you're standing before God. James, many scholars argue, uses it in the second sense in chapter 2, your faith being demonstrated as real, before other people, by what it produces. Paul asks, what puts you right with God? James asks, what does a faith that actually puts you right with God look like out in the open, where people can see it? Different questions can share a word without contradicting each other's answer. Examine for yourself. Look at the timing in each writer's own example. Paul's Abraham is justified in Genesis 15 by belief before any recorded act. James's Abraham offers up Isaac in Genesis 22, decades later, an act that proved the faith he already had was real, not dead. Three ways the church has held this together. Reformation reading, sola fide. Justification before God happens by faith alone, the instant a person believes, The works James describes are the necessary fruit of real faith, not a second ingredient added to faith. Faith alone saves, but the faith that saves is never alone. Held broadly across Protestant traditions since the Reformation. Catholic/Orthodox reading. Justification is a process, not only a single legal moment, and includes faith working through love, Galatians 5 verse 6. So works genuinely participate in, not just follow, a person's justification. James 2 verse 24 is read at close to face value. A person is justified by works and not by faith alone. Different questions reading. James and Paul are not disagreeing about how a person is saved. They're answering two different questions with the same word. Paul, what earns your standing before God? James, what does the faith that actually saves look like when it's real? Held by many across both Protestant and Catholic scholarship as a way to take both writers at full strength rather than muting either one. What both writers agree on, underneath the disagreement. Every serious reading of James 2 and Romans agrees on this much. A faith that produces nothing, changes nothing, and does nothing is not the kind of faith either writer is describing as saving faith. The argument is over the mechanism, not over whether a Christian's life should visibly change. Faith, if it has no works, is dead, James wrote. Paul, in the very next letter after Romans, wrote almost the same thing a different way, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we would walk in them, Ephesians 2 verse 10, one verse after, not of works. Examine for yourself. Read Romans 3 to 4 in full, then James 2 verses 14 to 26 in full, back to back, in one sitting. Watch what each writer is actually arguing against. Paul, earning God's favor by law-keeping. James, claiming faith while living as if it changes nothing. Then bring it to your church. This is a genuinely load-bearing question worth working through with people who've studied it longer than either of us has today.